Adult content is modern society's worst-kept secret. The amount of people who regularly watch it is really insane, with roughly 40 million regular viewers in America alone. The most popular sites compete with LinkedIn and Netflix for popularity, whilst roughly 1 in 7 of all internet searches are people seeking it out. With an average user getting their first exposure at just 13 years old, we don't know nearly enough about how damaging adult content truly is in the modern world. But new studies have confirmed some of our worst fears, with evidence linking adult content to addiction, dysfunction, and permanent physical damage to the brain. Meanwhile, the generation most immersed in this content are also the loneliest in living memory. Young people today are less likely to form lasting relationships and connect with each other than ever before. So let's uncover the terrible consequences of modern society's new addiction and how it's sabotaging millions of young men and women's chances for love, as it's becoming clear that adult content is destroying dating forever. It might seem obvious that adult content is impacting young people's relationships. Whatever you think about it, most people wouldn't be completely comfortable with their partner consuming it on a regular basis. But it's easy just to focus on what it does to relationships. Instead, we're going to explore how adult content sabotages men from the offset, making even just dating far more difficult. Everyone's experience is different, but there's a few problems that people instinctively know are there. There's worries that adult content could act like a substitute for real human interaction. Men who consume it could lose motivation and their drive for a better life, as long as they're more comfortable consuming the content rather than putting themselves out there. Other people think it might make reality look worse in comparison, slowly raising people's expectations and sabotaging their feelings for their partner. After all, real life doesn't have cinematic lighting, makeup team, or flattering camera angles. And then there's the question of whether adult content makes people think more transactionally about relationships and intimacy. If someone's been consuming false content for years, living in a dopamine-filled bubble, it might cheapen the real experience. These are all good questions, but even with all the soul-searching and introspection in the world, it's really hard to tell how watching adult content actually changes you. Luckily, we don't need to get too philosophical here. New research on the effects adult content is having on our brains is confirming all of our worst fears. By looking at the facts, we can predict the awful consequences for young men and the dating world in general. Back in the days when tobacco companies still had complete control of the government, they developed a whole bag of tricks to ensnare lifelong customers. Most of their advertising was redundant. Just reminding people that their addiction existed was more than enough. Instead, their main goal was to get new smokers, children, and teenagers who were most susceptible to picking up the lifelong habits sucked into their trap. So the company started putting adverts next to sugary drinks and snacks, or they display their adverts lower than usual, right at a child's eye level. This meant kids began associating them with pleasure before they'd even picked up their first cigarettes. It was these techniques that doomed millions of people around the world to shorter, more painful lives. And the modern adult content industry uses modernized versions of these same techniques. In fact, a lot of it is done for them already. Instead of candy cigarettes, social media plays the same role. Most kids have already been conditioned into the reward path of scrolling for content by TikTok and YouTube. It's a seamless progression. As kids enter puberty, they explore their new interests in exactly the same way they consume other content. The major tube sites are designed to look and exact exactly like their safer work equivalents. It's the beginning of a cycle of addiction for these kids that's far more dangerous and damaging than anyone ever predicted. We now know that sustained consumption of adult content physically changes the brain. It's because it impacts the brain's reward system, overwhelming it with an assault of chemicals every time the content is consumed. Just like with drugs, the first time people consume modern adult content, they get a huge dose of pleasure chemicals, the most important of which is dopamine. The brain sees this adult content as an enhanced version of what naturally interests it. It's like it just found the most delicious food imaginable, and then immediately it wants more. But over time, the reward lessens as the brain gets used to this new normal. It internalizes the behavior that led to the burst of dopamine and tries to replicate it, but the results don't last forever. Again, just like with any drug, over time the brain builds up a tolerance. It pushes the person to spend longer seeking out more extreme content. One study found that just under half of the regular viewers they interviewed had actively searched for things they used to find disgusting and undesirable. Naturally, the rational side of the human brain finds all of this distressing. Adult content doesn't just activate dopamine, it also creates feelings of shame, guilt, and other negative emotions. Emotions that can only be forgotten and silenced by descending further into the loop of addiction. In other words, it breeds the same destructive apathy that heavy drug users might experience. And so it shouldn't be any surprise then that this destructive cycle is altering people's brains, especially in young men. One side effect researchers found when studying the brain of adult content addicts was a reduction in the striatum. This is where the brain's higher decision-making processes are found. Damage and a loss in brain matter there lends weight to the claim that people build up a tolerance to adult content over time. But it could also have unforeseen consequences for how people live their lives and how content they are with them. We've also seen evidence that excessive adult content use can lead to the damage in the connections between the decision-making center of the brain and the reward system. It means that adult content could actually be draining the pleasure from the rest of its audience's life. Another thing researchers have noticed is that addicts have much less of a response to simple images. Compared to people who have never seen it, regular viewers of adult content just weren't showing the same response. Adult content, it seems, permanently changed their preference to the point where anything natural just didn't work anymore. It makes sense when you consider another massively widespread effect of adult content: addiction, dysfunction. While it was once something that rarely affected young, healthy adults, these issues now affect over a quarter of men under 40. It's a number that's been going up ever since online adult content became so widespread. On top of this strange coincidence, multiple studies have linked the heavy use of adult content to male dysfunction. While it's hard to measure the reasons for why this happens, the most logical explanation is pretty simple. The completely unrealistic world that adult content portrays eventually outshines reality, conditioning heavy users to the point that the real world just doesn't compare anymore. There are too many terrible consequences on the brain to list, but even just with this small selection, we can see why adult content can have an awful effect on a relationship. It may well be damaging to relationships in general, or adult content could stop men from making these connections to begin with. So let's explore what's going so wrong and how adult content has left its mark on modern dating culture. Now that we know what adult content is doing to young men's brains and bodies, we can predict what effect it's having on dating. One massive problem we've seen over the past decade is the massive rise in young men who just aren't building intimate relationships. Society demonizes these people as incels, but in reality, they're not all stereotypical neckbeards. Those caricatures make up a tiny portion of the millions of people suffering from this loneliness problem. I mean, the fact that 1 in 3 men are completely checking out of the dating world should be a massive warning sign for the path that society has taken. Instead, these people are ridiculed. But what is the cause behind all of this then? We can't say that adult content is solely to blame. There are thousands of different things all putting pressure on young people right now. But it can't be denied that it's playing a major role. We saw that adult content rewires the brain, making it see real people as less desirable than videos. But this could happen for a number of reasons. One thing that adult content has that real life will never have is a sense of safety. There's no real checks or tests or struggle involved in consuming it at all, other than just clicking the I'm over 18 button. People naturally find the easiest way of fulfilling a need and stick to it. Leaving that comfort zone and finding a real relationship is so much harder, especially today, that it's not actually that surprising that our animal brains aren't bothering at all. Of course, while it's easier at first, addiction eventually sets in, which makes finding something real that much harder. Both the brain and the body get used to the comfort of the computer screen. If you suddenly add the messy emotional experience of actual intimacy into the mix, then it's not going to respond well at first. Gummy sweets might be easier to chew and sweeter in the mouth, but in the long run, they're an incredibly unhealthy substitute for real food. And when you do bite into a steak months or even years later, you might not be ready for the transition.
When you add in the mechanical problems that watching too much adult content causes, the picture becomes clearer. Millions of young men are losing their confidence and staying within their comfort zones. And it's not just the men. Adult content's cultural impact has major implications for dating as a whole. It's another reflection of how we've turned an intimate human experience into a datafied numbers game. Anyone who's tried an online dating app knows how many bots there are. They've also probably matched with a potential partner, only to find out they're just advertising their Instagram or their OnlyFans. It isn't a coincidence that these two parts of the internet are so closely linked. The dating apps act as a barrier, filtering out the people who don't make the cuts and get rejected by the algorithm. At exactly the same time, it offers them an alternative. The only matches they get are fake advert accounts, profiles that the apps could easily get rid of if they actually cared about it. The apps also try to bait them into buying the premium services. They don't make money if the product actually works. They make their real money from people spending months or years on the app.
Yes, Tinder is working on a $500 subscription, tentatively called Tinder Vault. $500? What?
Going back to the staggering third of young men going without intimacy, and it isn't surprising anymore, as we've built systems to keep people within this lonely, addictive cycle. Services like OnlyFans seem like a step up from other adult content in some ways. They give the people who actually make the content a much larger share of the pie, but in its essence, it's just another way to turn adult content into a better substitute for real intimacy. It gives people the idea they're actually talking to the model and getting an inside view into their world, but in reality, it's just going one layer deeper into a parasocial transactional relationship. Most of the time, popular models just hire people to respond to the messages for them anyway. Even that tiny bit of real human contact is built on a lie. The fact that OnlyFans has become so widespread is even more concerning. It normalizes transactional views towards dating as a whole. For men, it changes how they view women and relationships. Both the massive amount of mass-produced adult content, as well as the swarm of OnlyFans adverts, just tells them that intimacy is something to be consumed and bought. And for women, it encourages them to see themselves in the same way. It shows them a whole catalog where men are given enough number and a value for however many fans they can get. People inevitably focus on the few models at the top, raking in all the money and the attention. In reality, most people who try barely get any attention, whatever they try and do. It's insane to think that all of this can be going on and not influencing people's views on dating. People start instinctively valuing each other through the same ways they judge the appearance of others online. Instead of being something spontaneous and organic, dating has become choosing from a catalogue and having an algorithm pick your partner for you. It's an awful experience if you get caught up in it, as this all amounts to an assault on your self-image. It means knowing that the world will give you a transactional value based on who you are and what you look like. Before this globalized phenomenon, whether you found someone was based far more on your confidence, your personality, and your environment. This new playing field only rewards a few superficial characteristics instead. Using them as a test you need to pass before anything else even matters. It shuts millions of men and women out of dating and finding a real connection, adding even more fuel to the loneliness crisis we're already going through. Outdoor content is playing an important role in this worldwide tragedy, as we've already seen. You might think that getting out of the dating game and into a long-term relationship would mean that you've seen the last of outdoor content messing with your life. But even if you find a great relationship, it isn't all over yet. For millions of men dealing with an outdoor content addiction, it can be hard to shake even when they have something real to replace it with. Quitting anything that you've been doing for months or years can be tough. Even small habits are slightly psychologically addicting. With outdoor content's effects on your reward system, though, it's even harder for your body to quit the easy source of dopamine. This can be a problem for people in relationships. Now, it depends on how your partner feels, but nearly a third of women think that watching it is a form of infidelity. It gives the idea that your partner isn't enough for you. You need other women. While no other people are actually involved in any intimate way, it does make lots of people uncomfortable. And so it might not come as a shock then that people who are addicted to adult content are also more likely to cheat on their partner. It could be a case of simple correlation rather than a casual link. People who watch a lot of it probably have a higher libido, which would make them more tempted. But it could also be a case where adult content is cheapening the value of intimacy altogether. If you watch it every day for potentially hours at a time, it would start to mean less. We've already seen how adult content erodes the decision-making part of the brain. It could subtly influence people's judgments and make them more likely to make unforgivable mistakes. The other effects that adult content has aren't conducive to a healthy relationship either. Over time, as people get further into their addiction, they need more and more extreme content to get the same amount of dopamine. Eventually, they can find themselves watching strange and potentially violent content which used to disgust them. This alone is disturbing, a sign that adult content is pushing millions of people towards unhealthy obsessions. Shaking it off and returning to normal is really tricky, and it's unclear whether these preferences are permanent changes or if they wear off after a while.
I tried to quit dozens of times, hundreds of times. And really what happened was, is whenever I was old enough to enter into relationships and start trying to engage in sexual activity, I realized that I essentially conditioned my brain to prefer pixels over, you know, people and partners.
But it could easily bring tension into a relationship if both people aren't on the same page. If someone's only experiences are through adult content, it could also pose a problem. They could think that the risky, gross, and potentially dangerous things they do in adult content are normal. If they bring these expectations to the bedroom, it could be a nasty surprise for their partner who might feel pressured or uncomfortable with their requests. In case it wasn't clear, there really isn't a case to be made for watching adult content regularly, if ever. We've seen the things it can do to your brain, your chances in the modern dating world, and your most important relationships. But if you stop consuming adult content, nearly all of these problems will just fade away. The brain, the body, and even the soul are ready to repair themselves. They just need the time and energy to do it.
If you enjoyed this video and you want to learn how to make videos like I do on this channel, where I'll show you behind the scenes stuff and how we post so many videos, on how we create the videos in the first place, and how I grew the channel to have over 1 million subscribers, you can join me in Moon Society.
For just $5 a month, you can talk to me and a bunch of other content creators to grow your audience and make better, more meaningful videos together. While I'll be doing specific YouTube Q&As, calls, and regular posts to give you as much help as possible.
So if you're a filmmaker, creator, someone who wants to make meaningful content and put it online, you can join me and hundreds of others at Moon Society on School. Use the link in the description below.